Do we have any readers out there, or is everybody now listening to podcasts and webinars? Is anybody still reading? Phew. So those of you who read, when you're reading something, do you go to the end of the book and see how it turns out? I did that with my philosophy books. It didn't help. But I do it with the other stuff. So, for those of you who read the Bible, do you ever read the introductions to the books of the Bible, or do you just dive into the books? Who reads the introductions? Who just dives in? It's not a sin, I'm just wondering. Because Ecclesiastes is a wonderful book. It's one of my favorites, and it is so depressing. That's why at the end of this particular reading, we don't say the good news of the Lord. Because it goes on and on, and the book, introduction talks about the title Ecclesiastes, given to this book is Greek, for the Hebrew name meaning one who convokes an assembly. It's a treatise, more or less logically developed on the vanity of all things. He's concerned with the purpose and value of human life. While admitting that existence of a divine plan, it considers such a plan to be hidden from man who seeks happiness without ever finding it. Vanity of vanities. He goes on and on. Existence is monotonous. Enjoyment fleeting and vain. Darkness quickly follows. Life, then, is an enigma beyond human ability to solve. And on it goes. I mean, if you read the book, you're going, ah, man. What is this all about? So, one more question. Has anybody ever read an author called O. Henry? O. Henry is one of those guys who writes a story, and he writes a story, and you're going, where is this guy going? And at the end of the story, he takes a left turn, and you're like, whoa, where did that come from? So it is with Ecclesiastes. Here it is. This is literally the last two verses in the book. Seriously, it is. The last word, when all is heard, fear God and keep all his commandments, for this is man's all. Because God will bring to judgment every work with all its hidden qualities, whether good or bad. There it is. That's the point of the entire book of Ecclesiastes. He led up to that from the very beginning. He set us up until he got to those last two verses, and there it was. Become rich in the things that matter to God, following his commandments, loving God, loving neighbor, living out life for others. That's the whole point of this exercise. That's the whole point of why we are here. So it really isn't a mystery, is it? My sister gave me this. I don't use it much, but it's nice for this. We spend a lot of time in our lives trying to figure things out. We are challenged by the news. We are even these days challenged by the comic strips. I talked to Joachim before I left this morning, and I said, is there anything in the funny paper about that's funny? He said, no. Okay. So what do we do? How do we get through? Well, we live in a community of faith. We come regularly to a community of faith that lifts us up, shares our joys and our sadnesses, our crises and our successes. We share those. Those lift us up. Those help us move through a day. Prayer, whether it be personal prayer or community prayer. Our study, whether it be of the gospel or the sacred writings. If we put ourselves in those places and it becomes our study, not somebody else's, then it makes us different inside. We get a deeper understanding of what this is all about. Jesus knew the scriptures. He was aware of what was going on in the scripture. But he was consistently on message. One of the Gospels this week said, I'm not here to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Jesus Christ was a good Jew. He followed the law, but he came at it from a place of loving God and neighbor. And that made him different. That can impact us as well. How do we do this? How do we come at this? Do what God commands. Become rich in what's important to God. Because there's different ways to do it. There are lots of different ways. And we get to choose. We get to choose how we start our day, how we live through it, how we enter into the scriptures, how we enter into our community. So, read carefully. And if you are listening to it, because I know that the Bible is also, you know, you can listen to it. I know a lot of people who do. Listen carefully. Read carefully. We all know how this turns out, so you don't have to read the end of the book. But it's your life. It's your choice. Choose carefully. And I would encourage you to choose Jesus Christ.